Forget your frozen toes or your ice-cold nose. We've got diamond dust. Things got so cold in northern Michigan this week that they could see diamond dust. It's a bit of a reward from Mother Nature for all this cold Siberian air that we've been getting. Justin Arnott is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Gaylord. Justin, what is diamond dust?
Well, diamond dust is kind of the wintertime version of fog that we see at the ground. It's actually little ice crystals that form in the air due to very cold temperatures where you don't really need any snowfall, you don't need any clouds around. So it's really the cold that drives the development of these ice crystals.
And how would I know if I'm seeing diamond dust versus just maybe snowflakes that get caught by a little breeze?
I think that two main things. One would be that really the absence of clouds, because around here, to get the type of temperatures that we need to form this type of diamond dust, you would need clear skies. Those are our cold, clear nights, and that's when the temperatures are minus 20 or minus 30. The other thing that you might notice is the kind of neat optical effects that this diamond dust causes that can be noticeable and sometimes a little bit more noticeable than we might see with snowfall.
Such as?
There's a few things. First, light pillars, something that you can see pretty much that emanate off of any body of light in the morning, even pre-sunrise. You don't need the sun up to see some of these things. And then once the sun does come up, you can start to see things like arcs around the sun or what we call sun dogs, which are big bright areas on both sides of the sun. And some of those can be caused by diamond dust, and sometimes those can be caused also by snowflakes, but something that we see more often this time of year when it's cold.
If I could see an ice crystal from diamond dust individually, how would it compare with plain old snow?
It depends a little bit. Snowfall can actually take a lot of different forms. Snow can be, you know, the kind of classic six-sided shape, but it also could take the form of needles and plates and whatnot. Diamond dust, I guess the biggest difference is that it's significantly smaller. We're dealing with a lot less moisture in the atmosphere when it's very cold, and so it's really the size that is the biggest difference than necessarily their shape.
Now, is it rare for us to see these special sparkling crystals in Michigan?
It's as rare as these temperatures we've been seeing. So yes, in some ways it is. I mean, it's not too uncommon for us to see temperatures drop well below zero a couple times a winter. But this winter we've had the chance to see that happen quite a few times. And so that's been a little bit rarer, and probably more people have been able to notice this because it has happened more often this winter, being so cold that it has been.
So we could be anywhere and see it?
Absolutely, yeah. You don't need to be near the lakes. You don't need, really anywhere where the temperatures start to drop to those levels. And there's some other things that have to come into play. There does need to be enough moisture around and things like that. But really, if it gets that cold, you can certainly be on the lookout for it.
So it is kind of a consolation prize from Mother Nature for this deep freeze we're in.
Yeah, and it can be a little eerie sometimes. You go out there and you kind of see lights that you don't necessarily expect, and even before the sun comes up. So, it's beautiful, but it is a little bit of a reward for dealing with the cold that we've been dealing with so far this winter.
And since I've got you on the line and you are a meteorologist, what are you thinking? When might we come out of the basement?
Well, I have Mother Nature's kind of on my side right now because it's bound to get warmer at some point, right? We're headed into March.
Right.
But it does not look like this is going to break throughout the rest of the month of February, which we're almost done with, and then maybe even the first week of March. But as we move a little bit further into March, we've got two things going for us. One, it just typically gets warmer this time of year. And then two, there are some signs that the real strong trough that's been responsible for a lot of this cold over the eastern United States will start to let up a little bit. So you combine those two things, even if it's still normal or slightly below normal temperature-wise, it's going to feel significantly warmer, I think, for a lot of northern Michigan.
So there is a light at the end of the frosty tunnel.
Yep, there always is, and this year hopefully sooner rather than later.
Justin Arnott is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Gaylord. Thank you so much. It was great talking with you, Justin.
Thank you.